Liz, going back to, we were talking about the giveaways, being involved and getting 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 free names. Well, we never really talked about the person that actually holds the giveaway. So, for example, Mike Stoop or Doug or someone that brings together all these people. I mean, we didn't really explain what's in it for them, because when you first enter their site or the giveaway, they're capturing everybody's name. So in our case, if we're one of 10, 20, 50, 100 free giveaways, our 1,000 only represents just those few people that might have saw our ad or thought our product was interesting, so they decided to opt in. But the owner itself captures everybody, because all these JV partners are sending traffic to this site. Well, they're capturing everybody at the very first, opt-in squeeze page. Have you heard, what are some of the, and again, maybe we don't know numbers, but what are some of the bigger sites that you've heard of, Liz? Or maybe what's one of the first ones that you've heard of?
The first one that I ever heard of course, Mark Hendricks, 12 Days of Christmas. This July is going to be my third year in internet marketing. So I've only seen a couple of the 12 Days of Christmas promotions. And this year I was in it, and I got a few thousand off of it. But he's probably like the godfather of it. Of course, Mike has been doing his, fill in the blank 10 days of whatever season it is for a while. He has 10 days of summer, the 10 days of winter, spring, fall,
He
10
even makes
days
up seasons.
that
10 days of
sucks.
10 days of Festivus.
10 days of Diedrich sucks, I think, is our next one. He and I are going to partner on, actually.
I'll remember that. I'll keep recording after you hang up. I'll keep recording stuff. I'll tell them all about everyone about you.
You can't get any dirt on me. I just deny it. I have this whole strawberry shortcake look going on, and everybody believes that I'm just sweet and innocent.
Yeah, right.
But yeah,
I won't
there's a
even mention
lot
the tattoo then.
of yeah. You probably want to. You value your life. that's not even funny, man. Now you've totally thrown me.
Keep
I didn't
talking.
think you were gonna be able to do it.
Keep going.
I didn't. let's see where we were on.
We're talking about Mark Hendricks
Okay,
and
there we go. I
Stoop
got my thought
doing
back.
different.
Okay, I got my thought back. Now, these guys are the ones who are really getting the subscribers, building their list. So one thing someone who's totally new could do is you'd have to come up with a real off-the-wall idea. You can't just do the same thing that everybody else is doing. Like, I've been thinking of doing the dollar, everything's a dollar, internet marketing, everything's a dollar type thing, where I put together this big JV, but everything that everybody's given is a dollar. If you want it, you just pay the buck, and then you're on their list. So it kind of goes back to the building a list of buyers type thing too, or the dime store type thing, 10 days of dime store, something like that, where they're just having to do something to get on your list. Now, if you're going to use PayPal to do this, you'll want to charge more than a dollar, because anything under a dollar, you're losing money. So, you could do something like that. Just put your own spin on it. When you get it all set up, when you get your idea all thought out, and you get it all set up, the next thing you're going to want to do is find someone who has some type of name recognition. Say, hey, look, I'm starting this. I'm brand new. This is what I'm trying to do. Be upfront about what you're trying to do. You don't have to lie and act like you're the big guy you're trying to do someone else a favor. Don't be afraid to ask for favors. Hey, I'm brand new. This is my idea. This is what I've done. I'm basically needing some name recognition, so I can go out to these other people and go, hey, so and so and so and so has committed to do this. Will you get in on this too? And make sure you list the benefits of what your JV giveaway is going to give them if they participate. And that'll build you a huge list pretty quickly. Do a couple of those and you're in.
So that's something, we're trying to talk, something, a twist that a new person can do. Maybe we started this call, maybe we kind of did it backwards, because we started talking about some big picture things. We're talking about getting JV partners and launching. Well, maybe we didn't address all the people that are listening that are totally new, that don't have a product, don't have a list. Maybe we should step back and let's give them maybe a game plan of stuff that they can start doing to create that first subscriber, that first list. You know, you talked about your very first list was the product that you actually did. Well, maybe we should talk about, for example, we can talk about my situation. I'll tell you exactly what I did for my very first list, and I'll give some insight as to why I did it. I had mentioned that I was launching the Secret Article Converter site. So that site had to do with people that would take private label articles and change them in my site. Well, I knew ahead of time the people buying or getting my service when I launched it, they would have private label articles or public domain articles. So what I did is I said, well, I want to create a, because we had talked about creating these general sites. Well, I did it, and then I did it backwards. I created a super niche site. I said, okay, I only want people that are interested in private label articles, or at least that's what I'm going to be going for. So my first site or first list that I wanted to create was people interested in private label articles. So my very first thing was the holiday giveaways, and I believe it was Henry Gold's. I didn't get involved with Hendrix because I didn't have I believe you need to have maybe a product to push, or on the back end, something he can sign up for. So for his 12 Days of Christmas, I did not get involved with that. But Henry Gold had one, and this would have been December of 2005, that I created. I had a bunch of articles created for, I was going to be doing AdSense sites. I figured out that I did not enjoy that whole business model. So I had $2,700 worth of articles already made, sites, you know, that's just the articles. I had sites made, domains picked out for 40 different sites that I just said, stop, I'm not enjoying this. You know, I stopped everything. So I was sitting on all these articles. So I said, well, I'm going to give these out for free instead of trying to sell them. I originally was going to sell them. I'm like, no, let's give them out for free. So I entered that 12 days and I gave them out for free. And I did it on an autoresponder. So they got, you know, some at the very beginning, and then they got more and more. Every few weeks, they'd get more and more and more. One, I wanted to keep people subscribed and keep them reading. And then, you know, also they don't just get in, get them, and unsubscribe. Because that's the bad thing about these big giveaways is people get too many, because, you know, they say they sign up for 40 things. Well, they might be having 30 of those marketers continuing to email offers or products or you know, they just get too much stuff. So I wanted to have people not unsubscribe or get frustrated and unsubscribe. So if they knew I was going to continue on with more and more articles all the time, they'd hopefully stay subscribed. So I ended up getting about 1,500 people off that promotion. I also, you know, in forums, we had talked about not going too crazy in forums because it kind of gets you off track, but it is something I tend to do. I try to do after midnight when I'm already half brain damaged and I'm, you know, not getting anything accomplished anyway. That's when I'll go into a forum. Well, in your signature line, you know, I'm not saying in the forum advertise your stuff, but in your signature line, you can be giving out your free thing, and you're capturing names that way. And oftentimes, you know, these might be freebie seekers, but you're almost getting a higher quality person in the forum, I believe. If they're in these marketing forums, or it could be in another niche, if they're in the dog forums or whatever it may be, they're obviously not your person that just said, oh, I'll sign up for free junk. They're in there looking and listening and reading and emailing, and you know, you've got people that are trying to learn. So even though they're signing up for your free list, they could be very valuable. So the list that I created then from that December, whatever it was, December, I think 14th was the first time I sent out or got my first subscriber. Then for my launch in February, I think I had 1,500, 1,600 people on that niche article list, that freebie list. Well, I ended up getting, I would say, again, I don't know the numbers, but I believe I had 300 people sign up through that list. Because I know that of the people that were not cookied, of that 1,500, I had approximately 300 people that I got myself. Now, there are those people that, freakish, maybe they, the launch day, they clicked on the link, and then for some reason they cleared cookies. Who knows? You always have some of those people you worry about that the affiliate's not getting proper credit. So maybe there were some of those people in there. But overall, I got about 30% of the people that bought from that list. So, you know, there's that people are, have thought in the past that like these freebie seeker lists are freebie seekers. They're worthless. Well, I've been on those lists. I've gotten free stuff, and I'm a buyer also. So don't think that because they're freebie seekers or just pennies, you know, they paid pennies for an item, that they're no good. We talked about the nickel mania, the value of Gary Ambrose list when they were buying that $1,000 thing. Well, same thing with me. I had a very valuable list that they got in at $17 a month, and they were all, you know, they weren't cookied with anybody else, and they were all my people. So that was definitely very valuable for me, that freebie list. But I continued to do, we talked about those free bonus reports that I had out there. You know, anyone can do those. You know, whenever you do get a private label right product, you must look at the terms of service before you buy it. If you're thinking about giving it out for one of these giveaways or one of the, you know, just a free report, make sure that you are able to do it. Sometimes they do have rules that you're not able to. So make sure you're paying attention to that. But I, every single day, I get people that are subscribing to my lists. And, well, because I don't use tracking numbers, I don't know where they're coming from. But I'm getting people all the time, and I don't know. I have no clue on where they're coming from because I have viral reports out there. I have maybe signature lines still even in old posts. People go back, you know, maybe 2 months ago, they're clicking on a link of mine. Also, here's something that I do, Liz. Now that I do have a list and I'm selling private label articles or I'm giving out bonuses on all my thank you pages, I've got the download links or on the download pages. I've got the download links, and underneath it, I will have some of my free sites that they can go to sign up. I have other free reports that they can download. Of course, they sign up first. And what I'm doing is I'm actually taking my lists and I'm trying to get them on multiple lists. And here's one thing that I'm not even sure if you know that I do. You had mentioned AWeber being really good. Well, I've heard, I'm also a member of AWeber. I'm a member of GetResponse. I'm a member of One Shopping Cart and Email Aces. I have lists on all four servers because you never know if one server is going to have a problem or not. Or all of a sudden you hear that, you know, this is just an example, Email Aces, all of a sudden maybe they're not doing the best on getting their email through. Well, if I've got 100% of my list on that site, I'm going to have problems, you know, be it GetResponse or AWeber. If they're having problems, I'm having major problems. So if I have it kind of spread out, then I can get at least some of my email through, or one might be quicker than the other. If you're looking at a launch and you want to quick get an email out in the next half an hour, well, some places might take 2 hours to get out. Some might take 5 minutes. So I actually do have, even though it's maybe an extra, I don't even know what they cost anymore, $20 a month per service. So it's cost me $80 a month or whatever it is. But I like the idea of separating them. And I throw out my links all over the place. And I all the time, I've got people coming in every single day. What's some of the things, Liz, that you do that are kind of like, if you were a newbie or just starting, or, you know, what's a game plan that you would give some of these people that have maybe never even created their first list? What should they do first?
Well, I have an entire business model that I actually teach, so I will quickly go over that here, because I know what we have about 30, 45 minutes until our little marathon's over here. So what I teach people to do is first create their product. And I told you guys at the beginning call, That's what I did. I started with, pardon me, my own product. And I think that's a big key to success. So you've got your very first product, and you go out and you get people to promote your very first product for you. Well, you need to find things on that are related to your very first product. So you pick your niche, create your product, find 2 to 3 things that are related to your product. When you find those 2 to 3 things, you know, put an ad for them on your download page for your product. Create 2 to 3 emails about each product. Load them into your autoresponder where your people who buy from you are subscribed, so they'll automatically start getting these emails from you. Once you have all of that in place, something else, you know, we've touched on the whole giveaway things, and John Hostler and I are doing a coaching program right now, and part of that coaching program is going to be focused on giveaways and free sites. So once you have your first product, you'll need to create a second one. And the second one is kind of going to be like your viral thing. This is the thing you're going to give away to people. You know, give it to ebook directories. Put it in your signature line on your forums. Write articles about your niche and your signature line. Give away this free product, be it a software product, audio, video, a report. Doesn't matter what it is. And as I've said before, if it's a report, make sure your affiliate links are in it. Anything you create should have affiliate links in it. So now you've got your product and your free viral product, and then you've got your 3 back-end products that are going to make you money on the back end. Once you have all of that set up, I suggest doing your own giveaway like Diedrich and I talked about. And I'm going to be teaching this big time. So you're going to have your own free thing. And it could be the free giveaway. It could be a free site. It could be a traffic exchange. Whatever. Just make sure that it's free. So once you have your free thing, you'll want to put, of course, an OTO on the back end. And then you go out, and these people that promoted your first product, you get them to come into your free stuff. And you get them to drive their people to your free stuff. And then once you get your free thing going, you're also promoting your first product that you did. And I could do a mind map of this, Jeff, and you can give it to people who also get this call. Just let me know. But that business model right there is a perpetual business model. It goes in a total circle. And as you throw people into this circle, your circle gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and you will build a huge list. Now, if you do what I've just said right here, within 6 months, you can be doing at least a few grand a month and have a few thousand people coming on to you. I would say at least a list of 5,000 to 10,000 in 6 months, just by doing what I just said here. Plus, you're making money the whole time.
That's impressive. I'm sure a lot of people would be happy with that amount.
Yeah, and you can do it if you're totally new. I mean, you can be a total new body. Total newbie. That's, a new body is similar between a newbie and a nobody. My new word. We have a friend that claims fame to he created the newbie word, but we won't even go there. But, that business model right there, and that's the key. You've got to have a business model. Map out what you want to do. Okay, I'm going to create my first product, and then I'm going to have a free thing. And what I just told you is what I call, and I have coined this term, the reverse funnel. And I've built my funnel in reverse. I started with reverse, backwards, and all kinds of stuff. But at the top, I still don't have my free thing. I'm working on it. So at the bottom, I have a higher ticket item, and then I have in the middle of that funnel several free items and low-cost items. I'm sorry, not free, low-cost items. So by doing that, that keeps bringing people into me and keeps making money and building my list at the same time. Your focus should be on making money and building your list at the same time. Anything you can do that, go for it.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about if we know of any, you know, other ways that we've heard of, maybe some of our friends building lists, how they went about, you know, getting up and running with lists. I know that a few people right off the top of my head, Keith Wellman, I think Brian Edmondson did this. Their very first site was the butterfly model. That's where they have the free site to people to get in. They opt in, and then there's a one-time offer. And then the affiliates are split either, you know, 75%, 50%, at least 50% the affiliate gets. I've seen 70% up to 100%, like my site I explained. Some of these sites, what are some of the best, I mean, butterfly sites that you've heard of? How many subscribers have they gotten? Have you heard of any numbers?
Well, I can tell you that Hostler and I just did a free site with the OTO. We're using Launch Formula Marketing Script. And our thing there is we saw a huge problem with newbies, which was learning how to take their resale rights products, put them on their sites, create their download page, the whole thing that goes with it. So we've started a butterfly-type site with the LFM script that gave the whole entire course away for free. And then our OTO was resale rights products. We launched that site around Christmas, and basically, you know, we didn't do anything to launch it. We just, the viral aspect of it just, I mean, totally blew us away. But we built a list of I think, like 6,000. This has been since Christmas, so 3 months, 6,000 people. And we've probably made, I don't know, $10,000 off of it.
And that's just using a script that cost how much money?
The LFM script is $279.
Okay. So very, very, very affordable.
And I've done this several times. Like right now I have the EasyHomeBusinessSystem.com. I did a test not using my list. What I did is I went and posted in a few forums that I had it ready to go. It also targets newbies.